It's been a while, Fred. It'll be a very pleased to have come through.
Have you been before?
You've been here before? Have you?
No.
You haven't? No.
I haven't been here before.
You haven't? Oh, no. You're American, aren't you?
How are you, Mrs.?
Very well, thank you. Yes. Can you give us a talk, friend?
You lived in America, did you?
No, but you're here now.
Anna?
Sure, yes.
Who is it speaking, Leon?
I'm not sure if you can hear what I say to you.
Is it very loud there?
We can hear you well. Very well indeed.
My name is Bessie.
Bessie?
Yes.
No, Bessie.
Oh, yes, Bessie.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear us?
Well, we can hear you.
I am here now singing here. Most places I go to, there's always seven.
Yes?
You don't go out for singing there when you have your meetings?
Not really, no. We have our meetings on our own, you see.
You're no good to do that. You have to have plenty of singing if you want to get good power.
Yes?
Can you tell us something about yourself, love?
You live in America?
Yeah, she's American. So she's 7 states.
Yeah.
You are?
I was in Cottonfields.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, and sure was.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt you could be there.
Yes.
Sure. Long time ago now.
Yeah.
It's very nice you come through.
My name's Bessie.
Bessie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Bessie, can you tell us something about your life and, you know, how you...
I've been to many times in America, but not here.
Oh, yeah.
I heard bad places in London. Paris and all that, you know.
Yes.
Since I came here, I speak to many people.
Yes.
And they talk to me about these various places, you know. And I decide I go to the looks and I see.
And you see them?
Sure have.
And they've surprised you, has it, Bessie?
I wouldn't want even your words.
I don't think you would after your experience.
I hate her
life. Yeah.
But there's no regrets now.
What are you doing this side now?
I was teaching the wee ones.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Many children come here.
Yes.
I have school.
Have you got your own school?
Yeah, I sure have. And I wouldn't come back not to... being your head for everything I own.
No. Bessie, what did you think of when you first passed over? I mean, how did you...
I was right glad to get right there, body of mine. I sure was. Gee, I sure was. I was really glad to get in that body of mine and get free.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling to be free.
It must
be.
Bessie, how did you find yourself? What sort of...
Me, I don't find myself. I find myself free for the first time in my life.
But what were you actually in? Were you in the cotton fields?
Yeah, I sure was in cotton fields. I was there for 45 years.
Oh,
yeah. My mama and my papa... they were slaves too.
Mm-hmm.
I was born up in slavery.
Oh, dreadful. But, Bessie, when you...
I didn't run too bad to us at that place.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty kind. Not so bad as some places I heard about, you know.
Yeah.
Master and Mrs. weren't so bad to us. We had our own little place, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There were many of us there.
But, Bessie, when you got over, who...
We had a good day. Not too bad to eat, you know.
Mm.
What was that you just said to me?
When you passed Elizabeth, when you died, who met you? I mean, what?
Oh, my mama and my puppy.
Yeah.
And brothers and sisters. And other people when I didn't know, you know.
Yeah. And what did you do when you got him?
I was so surprised I had no gold rings. I sure did. When I realized where I was, I fell behind my bag, and I hadn't got no wings at all, you know. And I didn't know what to think. And I could see all them air people all around me, and no one had wings. And I thought, well, am I in heaven? Because no one's got no wings here.
Yeah.
But I realized later that you don't have wings.
Yeah.
But I was always taught, you know, that when you went to heaven, you had great big wings, and the better you was, the bigger your wings was.
Oh, yeah.
I expected I'd have little tiny wings, but I didn't have none. At first, I was real worried that day. I thought I must be in the bad place, you know. But I found out that I was all right. You know, you took people, I heard that you, from people on this side, they told me about you, and that's why I came here.
Okay.
I believe you do a lot of work on your side,
well,
helping people understand more and more about this here truth, huh?
Yes.
That sure is good, that is. I'm very glad for you, because you do good work among a lot of people, huh?
Well,
I heard all about you, Master.
You have?
Yeah, I guess I have. Your name's well known over here, boy. Oh, it's all right. You got no worry about. You're not a bad man. You're a very good man in your way, you know. You try to tell people all about this, and that's very good.
Bessie, how are you living on the other side?
I've been fine. I've been right real fine. I do. And I wish you could see my dress. It's a real nice dress I have on, especially to come here and talk to you people.
Oh,
it's pretty you can't see as well as here.
Well, can't you explain it to us,
Bessie? Sure. I got a very pretty blue dress. And it's way down to my feet, you know.
Yeah.
Real nice. And it's beautifully made, you know. And I mix it myself.
Oh,
and I've got a beautiful headdress, too. And I've got a star right in the middle I have, you know. And I earned that star. I didn't make it. It was made for me. I earned it.
Yeah.
And I was right proud of it. I really was.
I've
got a wee place here. I suppose you'd not call it a mansion. It's certainly not a big place, but it's real dandy. You know, it's a real pretty place I have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small place, but it just suits me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here with my mother and my papa and my brothers and my sisters.
Golly,
it's big enough for us, though.
Yeah. If I meet you when I come
over
there.
Sure, I will be pleased to meet you, Master, when you come. And I don't think that's going to be so long either.
Yeah.
Well, you must be getting on now for well over 70.
Oh, yes, I
And you don't live forever, you know.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Praise be the Lord.
What's your world like? In color and
everything? It's very much like it was downstairs.
Awesome.
I got beautiful house, beautiful place, nice scenery, lovely trees and fields, and beautiful animals, and all sorts of pets.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a real good puss.
Yeah.
Surely she is the best puss you ever did see in your whole life. She is a big puss. She's almost as big as a lion.
She's
got the most beautiful face. I was always mad about cats, you know.
Yes.
And I have cats when I was on your side, and it had many kittens. And I guess this cat's the best cat you ever did see. She's a beauty. I tell you that,
boy.
I calls her Matilda. That's what I calls her. I calls her Matilda because she's a beautiful girl, and she was a big cat when she was on your side, but she's 3-4 times as big over here. I guess it's my life makes her that big, you know.
What color is she?
Oh, she's a, what do you call her now? A strict cat, you know?
Oh, tell me.
I don't know how she calls it in your country, but she's got stripes all over.
I just
tell you.
I follow
Tabby
Cat.
You follow
Kate?
Oh, I like,
yes.
Can you talk to her?
Sure, I talk to her. She talks to me, too. But she don't talk with her mouth. She talks with her mind. And I knows what that girl thinks. We're inseparables, we is.
I love any animals,
basically. Sure, you must love animals.
I do.
I love them.
If you don't love animals, there's something radically wrong with you. And you never go to heaven if you don't like God's creatures.
Have any birds over there?
Sure, birds, but the birds are not offended by the cats.
No.
You don't need birds?
Yes.
Well, not our own, not our pets. We don't like cage birds. We've got wild birds.
No, I don't think that's right. You know, they just have birds put in cages.
No, we don't like that.
They're wild, but we feed them every day.
Yeah? How my hair's straight. Am I glad about that? You know, when I used to see Mrs. and other friends, you know, the white people, and their hair was so nice and straight, and I used to say, gee, golly me, I wish I had nice straight hair. My hair was all frizzed up. No, now I got straight hair. I guess that's real something, isn't it? Yeah. I always wish my hair was straight like Missy, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was all frizzed up now. Oh, gee, I don't know. But I always wished I'd had got beautiful straight hair. Now my hair's as straight as anything. I was real happy about that. I guess if you wait long enough, you get most things if you deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why when you come here, I think you'll be real happy, Master. You'll have all the things you want.
Well, I should be very happy if I can...
I don't think you've got much later to wait now.
No?
I don't think you've got much longer to wait now.
No?
I guess you'll be coming here pretty soon.
Oh, shall I?
Well, funny thing you should say that, because I thought the same.
I don't think she needs worry about that. You'll be all right when you get here, Master. You'll be running around like a young man of about 18 or so. None of the old gal.
Shall I be able to help people
on this earth again? Ah, if you want to. But I guess you'll have a good rest when you get here. I guess Missy will have to do without you for a few years.
Oh, I suppose I shall.
But you don't worry whether you'll be that. You'll be all right.
Oh, I should be very happy for him. I should be a little sad for myself, I'm afraid.
I don't mind enough. I can do a little more work on this side. I want to help people more on this side, yes.
Anyway, she's coming up to talk to him, I hope, Bessie.
Fuck, you will.
Bessie, what is your world like around the rivers? Are there any rivers near you, or lakes, and things like that?
Oh, you
don't. Oh, I'm gone, Bessie, have you?
Nothing.
Oh, she is. She's marvelous.
Do you know why I have to?
No.
I got the dandiest shoes you ever did see.
Have you?
I sure have.
You didn't wear shoes in the cotton fields,
did
you?
No. But I have got real nice shoes.
Oh, lovely.
I always wanted a pair of real good shoes, you know. And one of the first things I was presented with when I got here was the dandy shoes.
What were they like, Bessie?
Oh, they're real nice.
How did you describe them to us?
Sure, they got good heels.
Yeah.
And they're pretty. And they are black. And they've got little balls.
Oh, that's lovely.
And my hair, oh, you can see my hair. I'm so pleased with my hair. It's really nice and straight and long, you know.
I can just picture.
I look after all the little ones.
You look after the little ones?
Yeah, come on, I've been helping them over and helping them, and they get here. And if they're not got a mama or papa here, if I can have him anyway, I will, you know. I take some of them in too, and I teach too in the school.
What do you teach them?
I have no education on you, sir, life, I guess. But I've been mad about education since I've been here. Oh, boy, oh, boy. there's not enough I couldn't find out about education. I wanted to know this and I wanted to know that. I don't even know, they tell me you want to know too much too soon, or you do. So I said, well, I got to learn, I got a lot of catching up to do. And I've been studying and studying, and now I nearly know the ins and the outs of most things. Oh boy, I'm glad to be a teacher. I love education. I think education's a marvelous thing, don't you?
Yeah.
And you're well educated, eh? You got a good school up there, eh?
Oh, been to school, yeah.
In school, marvelous. Oh boy, am I happy to be at school. I still go to school. I go to school as regular I does. And then I passes on the information and the knowledge, and I goes back home and I says, I learned this today. I knows this. And so on, and I teach the others too. And the little ones, they learn a lot from me now. Oh, and I love to do things. I dance. Oh, boy, do I dance. You should see me dancing. I used to scream at it. I used to go in a fit of hysterics. Oh, boy, I can do the dancing as you never so did see, you know. I'd love to teach people the names. I teach the kids too. I show them. I says, come on, Sonny. Come on, Missy. We're going to have a real good time. And we do too. Oh, boy. What's that you say? Oh, nothing as old fashioned as all that. Oh, we know new ones too.
Okay, yeah. Do you play any instruments or music?
No, but many of my people do, and my family. They got various instruments they play, and we have real fun times. The Lord loves those who are happy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, don't you get the idea in the head because you're going to come over here? Like I used to think you have to have wings, and you're always going to be praying to the Lord. No, he doesn't want you to praise him. He wants you to be happy and to love and do all the nice things make people happy, you know?
Yeah.
Religion's what you feel and what you believe and what you know and what you do.
How you live your life, isn't it?
Ah, I get so excited when I talk to you people. Because they're crazy people here. All nationalities, all standing around here. But all one big family.
Yeah.
And they're all free, bless the Lord. That's marvelous.
Yeah. That is so,
You too going to be married?
No.
Oh, you haven't got much time because he's coming over here soon.
Yeah. We'll do this right together. That's all we do.
Oh, you're just partners in business, is that it?
Yeah, we're just out there. That's what we do. We dedicate our lives to this work, you see.
I sure think you're somebody. So, no, man, you fat male.
A lot of people will hear you on the tape. They'll be taking you, recording it, so that other people can hear you talk. Bessie.
I don't know, it's one of the sunset, and
my name is Bessie Smith.
Bessie Smith?
Yes.
Bessie, as you're speaking, so this is going down on a certain machine that people rarely hear your voice afterwards.
Oh, that's real cool, Bessie.
Can you hear that, Bessie?
Bessie?
Oh, she's gone.
She's lovely.
She's lovely. I'm glad to have
her. I wonder what place it was.
And how the mammy.
What?
Alabama.
Alabama. Alabama. She's Alabama.
Attempted anything like this is quite extraordinary. but she's such a tremendous personality, and I'm hoping that she may come again for you, because I think she could be most informative. She's a remarkable character and a wonderful soul, and as she draws near Earth, she takes on her old personality extraordinarily well, which of course from your point of view is most interesting, and it's true that she is very active here. She loves people, she loves doing everything she possibly can, and she is an extraordinary character. She so wants to know and to learn and to pass on information and knowledge. You see, she was so restricted on your side, and her knowledge was, well, negligible, and she had no opportunity for learning, not being able to read or write, and she used to not envy, perhaps, but she used to see others more fortunate than herself. And she's always longed, obviously, to be educated and to know everything she possibly can. So she's now a very advanced soul. You must not altogether judge by her voice, because you must realize that drawing near to Earth, she does take on something of the old self. And as she, no doubt, communicates, as I'm hoping she will in the future, she will assert herself even more. And if you encourage her, as I'm sure you will, I think you'll find her not only interesting and informative, but amusing, of course, in a kind of way. But at the same time, she is a soul who I think can bring a great deal of interest and thought and idea to communication, which will be of value to others who may be fortunate enough to listen. She doesn't, of course, understand anything about tape recordings, and it doesn't really matter. It's what she eventually may communicate to you that's important, that others may have the benefit of hearing. Just be patient, because these things, obviously, with some souls, do take time, but considering that, which was extraordinary.
Thank you.
Seeing you again soon, and my blessing to you both. And of course, her idea of time, George, isn't everyone's idea, but she senses, I suppose, as she draws near Earth, that the conditions around you suggest to her that you are not going to be too long on your side. But there again, you mustn't think that that is next week or tomorrow.
No.
It could be several years.
That's right.
All my love and
blessings. Sounds like you're doing work on this
thank
side.
You, Mrs. Marshall. Remember to Mrs. Marshall.
I certainly will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Thank you so much, Dr. Marshall.